So these sons of God, called the sons of God, were reporting to God, right? These sons of God came and destroyed people in Genesis chapter 6, right? This is why the Bible says, for those who believe in my name, for those who believe in me, we are given the right to become sons of God so that they can challenge the other sons who have no right. For those who believe, we are given the right to become sons in order to challenge the sons without what? A right. That's why demons have no right to touch you. Tell your neighbor, I have got the right. That's why you have the right now. You can stand against any satanic setup. Because Satan has no right. All demons, they have no right. You have the right. You can command him out at any time. Do you know that the word demon does not exist in the whole New Testament? Read your whole New Testament. King James Version, there is no word like demon. Unclean spirit or evil spirit. Because according to God, it is a spirit that is unclean. It is a spirit. He is a spirit that is evil. So when we're saying out, we are commanding those spirits because they failed God before. They didn't have a form. So God had to come to make this generation have a form. So he comes to destroy this world because they too were destroyed. Now, you must understand that when God was making the creation, right? When God was making the creation, he made some things. For example, one time I taught you about Behemoth. God made Behemoth, which eventually joined the devil. Behemoth now, if you Google on the internet, is a worship. It's a satanic worship. It's a serious, demonic, and satanic worship. But Behemoth looks like an elephant. It looks like a human being that is an elephant with a big tummy. And it exists in the natural world. The same way with Leviathan. Leviathan, she was made by God, but to be ruling in the sea. So Leviathan was in control and in charge of everything in the sea. And Behemoth in control and in charge of everything on the land. These two were reporting to God. No, elephants are fine. What about this? This is fine. These two were reporting to God. But when the devil was cast down, these two joined him. Now, in Job 40, verse 15, God is telling Job that you are being attacked by a spirit called Behemoth. You didn't hear this. Now, in Job 40 from verse 15, look now at the Behemoth, which I made along with you. So God made Behemoth himself. He eats grass like an ox. What I'm teaching now is not the gospel. It's mysteries. Now, you know, look at that. Now, any person just to Google on the internet, Behemoth images, you will see, they will show you an animal there with satanic symbols. But in Job, he's being mentioned. Any person, just go and show on the camera, any person. You see, you can prove yourself. What I'm teaching now, you can search, you can make a research yourself, what I'm teaching you now. You see? This is on internet. I'm just telling you. And look what God is saying to Job. He's saying to Job, Behemoth is in control. Job lost his children. His wife left him. He had sores all over the body. He prayed for restoration. There was no what? Restoration. God says, it is Behemoth. I made him along with you. He eats grass. If you read other down verses, you'll be shocked. Verse 16. Look at that. Verse 16. Says what?
See now, his strength is in his hips, and his power is in his stomach muscles.
All right. Continue.
He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are tightly knit.
All right. His bones are like beams of bronze. His ribs like bars of iron. Behemoth. When Behemoth went in the life of Job, he lost all his properties. Ladies and gentlemen, when the devil dispatches Behemoth to finish your family, you are gone. Look at the images. Looks like an elephant, like a human being that is an elephant. You see, I'm teaching you these things because I know the history you're coming from. You just thought about love one another, hallelujah. That's the history coming from the churches. Wait. These are mysteries hidden. Now, if you go on the internet there, just go Behemoth worship. You'll find it is a satanic worship that deals with cursing a city, cursing individuals. They go and they begin, if they come to curse a nation, they can curse a nation, they can curse a family, and a family goes through problems. You see, on internet here, they say you must say a prayer to unlock the Behemoth spirit. All those things, you're going to find them. Now, it's, so much is associated nowadays with music. There is even a brand on that. Do you understand? God is telling Job that his problem is what? Behemoth. In Job chapter 3, from verse 7, I want to show you something. In Job chapter 3, from verse 7, God is telling him, it's not only Behemoth, but also a spirit called Leviathan. Verse 8 to 9. All right.
May those curse it who curse the day, those who are ready to arouse Leviathan.
Now, who is Leviathan? A spirit which was also made by God, but was controlling in the sea. Now, do you want to know how powerful Leviathan is? God himself cannot approach to Leviathan empty-handed. In Isaiah 27, verse 1, Isaiah 27, verse 1, the Bible says what?
In that day, the Lord with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent, Leviathan, that twisted serpent, and he will slay the reptile that is in the sea.
So where is Leviathan? In the sea. But how does God approach Leviathan? He will approach Leviathan with not just a sword, a severe sword. You must know what you're dealing with. Now, when you Google on the internet now, just Google Leviathan images, you'll be shocked. Leviathan worship is total satanic. It's a princess of hell. You look at that? That's Leviathan. Now look at that. Look just at that picture up there. It's showing a person over there with a sword that God is punishing Leviathan. And that's on the internet. Now God is telling Job. This is Job chapter 3. Before Job has lost his children, before Job losing all what he has. the Leviathan was aroused. Hello? Now, if you don't understand, the Bible there says what? Those who curse in the day. So Leviathan is associated with cursing, according to Job 3, verse 8. This is why the church today is struggling. When they meet in the Leviathan world, they begin to say, any person with God's mission, carrying any business, let's curse them. They begin to curse. Now you find people with a kingdom agenda, kingdom financials, God's children, they try this business can't work. They try this thing, it can't work. Because in the Leviathan world and the Behemoth world, they are cursing. They are busy imposing curses to every person with the kingdom agenda. That's why the kingdom of Satan is becoming greater and greater, and God's children are becoming poorer and poorer. That's why when men of God rises to deliver the people, the world will fight them. You even wonder, people, great people will be fighting them. They don't go to their churches, they are not part of their churches, but they are fighting them. Why? Because the demonic world is aware of what is happening and what is authority. And they know that if a man of God who is anointed more than them can command them to leave, these men with kingdom agenda, they will pursue their dreams and finish and fulfill their kingdom agenda. Somebody say yes. This is why the devil is fighting. He's fighting the church because the devil knows the people to unlock. God says to Peter, I've given you the keys. The keys. You see, there are people, God has given them keys to open some certain things. And the devil won't allow you to go to such people. That's where Peter was killed. So you'll be sitting there. You are a man that God has blessed with great wisdom. You can be a great businessman. You can achieve a lot. But the devil wants you to have that revelation of such a great man of God, because he knows once you have that revelation, then you're going to have your things opened. And then things will begin to move in your life. And you will begin to help the church. And the devil doesn't want that. The devil wants you to be struggling. The kingdom must be suffering. Poverty must be in countries. The Bible says the whole creation is waiting for the manifestations of the sons of God. We are supposed to manifest and end hunger. We are supposed to manifest and end poverty. But hear what? You don't know what's happening right now. You don't even know about all these things, the Behemoth worship, the Leviathan worship. You don't know. They move in every city, cursing in every village. No one must be successful. They announce curses, planting curses. Every person with a kingdom agenda, and they monitor us very well. They know that woman has got a kingdom agenda. She will help the church. She will help the poor people. She will help that nation. They are cursing. They are guessing, and no wonder the delay is coming. But if you understand that I also need a spiritual hierarchy, where I must meet a man with a higher spiritual authority. I want to show you this. You see, you are sitting there, right? And you have got so much you want to do for the kingdom of God. Yes. How many have got so much they want to help the church or the kingdom? But answer me a question. How is your financial status? Do you know why? Hear me. One of my sons asked me a question in the car. He said to me, but why? The more I'm so serious in prayer, that's the more I didn't find money. I said, wait. Because you, when you were in the world, you could find money by the system of the world. Now, the system of the world will not allow you, because you are not of the world. I said, now you must create money by the authority that you have. You must begin to create. Are you hearing what I'm trying to say? So I said, in there, what are you dealing with? You just wake up in the morning and say, I said, demons. You think it's as simple as you're mentioning them? Demons. I think demons. I need deliverance. Hey, it's a spiritual warfare. The devil knows exactly what you can do. The devil is aware. This woman, this man, he will destabilize our plans in that country. In that family, this man will confuse everything. So the demonic world, the Behemoth, I've just told you two. I haven't even gone to Apollyon. Abaddon. I haven't even gone to all those. Yeah, I wake up in the morning. Where are you going? I'm going to church. You're going to church? Oh, praise be to God. Oh, I'm coming from church, bro. Hallelujah. It's not as simple as you think. No wonder how your things are still messed up. Because you don't know who you are. You don't know you can move mountains. You don't know the greater one lives inside of you. You don't know you got the right to become a son of God. And the devil, he will do what he can to make you keep on thinking you are not superior. When you sit down, you look at yourself as a failure. When you look at yourself, you can't achieve it. He'll bring in that mindset and make you think you're so foolish. Say, not me. Say, the greater one lives inside of me. Say, so I got the right. I am a son of God. Say, so spiritual authority. Have you seen the devil always reports to God?
Yes.
You have seen where he goes to report?
Yes.
And he must answer where he's coming from?
Yes.
Watch this. But the devil has made himself on earth as so powerful. But he's not that powerful. Because he doesn't have the right that you have. The Bible says all things were made. And for. We are made by God and for God. Authorities, powers. You see, the Bible says, Behemoth was made along with you. He eats grass like an ox. Why? God made him just for him to be reporting. That's it. Leviathan was reporting. But what happens now? They rebelled against God. When the devil rebelled, they all rebelled. So any power, any prosperity, it was made by him. That's why it's so simple for you to remove a prosperity. Because you and God are right. You stand with him. Anything. The Bible says we have got the power to bring down every argument, every high thing, every high authority. Right now, the devil, he is not happy to see you achieving some things for the kingdom. He will fight you. He will fight your company. He will fight everything that you want to have because he knows what you can do for the kingdom. But I'm here today to tell you. Before we go there. Before we even go there. Now, let me just take a little bit back. The children of Israel were in the hands of Pharaoh. Pharaoh was keeping them as slaves. And the Pharaoh is a good illustration of the devil holding the children of God. These children of God are supposed to be in another place and serve God and achieve what God wants them. But Pharaoh was holding them. You are supposed to be in another level by now. But a demonic fellow is holding you. Now listen to this. God said, time has come to deliver my people. Do you know what God is going to use to deliver the people of Israel from the hands of Pharaoh? He didn't say, I'm going to send fire. He said, what will make the devil let you go? I will perform wonders. You didn't hear me at all. Wherever they are gathering, all the demonic powers and forces, they must see wonders in your life. When the devil says, we got this man, he won't go anywhere. 2 days, bam, financial miracle. The devil says, wait a minute. What happened here? A wonder why the Lord is going to perform into somebody's life. See that moment. God didn't say, I'm going to command fire to consume Pharaoh. He said what? I will perform. Do you have anybody here with anything as a point of contact? I just allow me to do this. In any point of contact, we want to perform a wonder. Whether it's your phone, whether it's a document, tell your neighbor, there will be a wonder that will make Behemoth to resign. That will make Leviathan to retreat. Exodus 7, verse 3. All right, Exodus. This verse is just amazing.
And I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my enemies and my people and children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by great judgment.
Right now, as I'm speaking to you, God, listen to me. According to the Bible says, God said, I know Pharaoh will not listen to you. But I will perform wonders. And Pharaoh will let you go. You say, listen. These spirits, they have hardened their hearts. And they don't want to let you go. But what God will make the enemy to let you go. It's a wonder that he will perform. One woman came to me. She said, I didn't believe in you as a prophet. Until one day I was watching on the TV and had no money. I didn't know how to pay my bills, my house. I didn't know how to pay anything. And you were on TV and you said, and I told my kids to stop coming to a church. Such type of women, they need the what? God to perform a wonder for them to believe. Ah! And bam, she decides to go on TV and she's scrolling the channel. She had never seen me before. And bah, she's on prophetic channel. She's telling her kids, ah, this one is better than Bushiri. Not knowing she's watching me action. She watched me for 1 hour without knowing the one she's watching. In the same Bushiri, she's saying, ah, this one is true. Me, Bushiri, aye. Not knowing she's watching the same prophet. As she was watching, guess what happened? Her phone vibrated. She checked. Miracle money, 3 million rands. What do you call that? It's a wonder. She jumps in the house. She talks how great the prophet she's watching. She calls her cousin. Watch now. Come now. Now the cousin comes to the house. I want to show you a prophet who is greater than Bushiri. The cousin ends there. And the cousin takes the hand and touches the mouth. Ah, that's the Bushiri. Are you serious? Tomorrow, all my children, we are going to Bushiri. May Jehovah perform a wonder. Divine connections will begin to happen. The jobs you never applied for, they'll call you. Miracle money shall begin to appear. Miracle contracts will begin to appear. You'll be surprised. You'll be like, huh? What's going on here? If I be a prophet. You didn't hear me. If I be a prophet of God.
Oh yes.
Receive a wonder wherever you are.
Receive.
Every person who is here. With a spiritual mandate. As a kingdom financial. But the devil is trying to mess up with your finances. Today, with authority of heaven, I disconnect every curse imposed against you. I speak and announce a spiritual warfare in every realm that you are facing right now. In a realm of delay, I pronounce victory in the name of Jesus. In a realm of delay, I pronounce victory in the name of Jesus. I speak a prophetic speed in everything you're trying to do from tonight. Send the name of Jesus. I stop every demonic activity.
I stop
every demonic interference.
Every demonic interference.
In everything I'm trying to do.
In everything I'm trying to
do. I stop right in the name of Jesus Christ.
I stop it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I stop you.
I stop you.
You satanic agent.
You satanic agent.
From pursuing the plan of God over my life.
From pursuing the plan of God upon my life.
Say, I stand in the name of Jesus.
I stand in the name of Jesus.
In the order of Zerubbabel. I start anything.
I start anything.
And I'll finish it.
I'll finish it.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus
Christ. I pronounce victory.
I pronounce victory.
I pronounce deliverance.
I pronounce deliverance.
To my family.
To my family.
And everything that I'm doing.
And everything that I'm doing.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Begin to pray. Pronounce victory. Pronounce. Begin to pray wherever you are. Begin to pray. Destroy every plan of the enemy. Stop every delay. Stop any satanic agenda. Stop him now. Stop him now. Stop him from your children. Stop him from your finances. Stop him in your ministry. Stop him in your calling. Stop him now.